The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Heartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Heartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so glad to have you listening in this morning. I am so pleased to have as my guest today, Catherine Gordon, my daughter, who lives in Kansas City, Missouri. And we are looking forward to sharing today with you and next week as well. So, Catherine, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I'm delighted to be
with you. Heartmenders Radio Show. We have some things on our heart that we wanted to share. As many of my regular listeners know, we deal with the people's hearts and the wounds that the enemy has sustained on them. And we, Catherine and I, have something particularly we want to focus on, and that is that God wants to bring healing to people who have been rejected because of the gifts God gave them, because the world and the church has not necessarily known how to deal with people who are uniquely gifted. Catherine is an artist, a visual artist. She's a wonderful painter, and she communicates very well on that. But throughout her life, that's been a struggle for her, not only in the family, but as she came to know the Lord, in the church, to have that recognized as something that's from God. Catherine, you want to share some of your experience?
Yeah, I do, and particularly because I know I'm so not alone in this. That this is something that's very widespread in the body. A lot of people who are called as prayer intercessors particularly seem to be also called in the visual arts, and I think it's part of the prophetic that artists, if you will, spiritually sort of see behind the veil and bring back visions, sometimes very literally, you know. They'll paint pictures of something that they've seen as a vision.
Yes.
And sometimes more figuratively, they just appreciate the beauty of nature and God's creation and try to portray that in a way that will speak to people and nourish people's souls. And traditionally in the church, since the Renaissance, it hasn't been so bueno in the visual arts. I think the church has sometimes bought into the idea that artists have to be drunk or unreliable and ditzy or debauched or something, that's not the case. You know, we artists are called of God.
Yes.
And we know that the enemy hates us because we're created in the image of God.
Yes, and he is a God who is the creator.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it angers the enemy even more when we take a step of faith and try to act like God.
Yeah.
When we're acting like our Father and, yes. and emulating him in that way, we're trying to create beautiful things and that really threatens the enemy. And so he attacks people and shames them. Shame seems to be a
yes.
real key issue for a lot of
yes.
Artists and what I call shadow artists. That's a term I borrowed from Julia Cameron, who wrote The Artist's Way. And that's people who are called to be artists but have gotten off the track and they do other things because they've let go of their faith that they can do that. You know, and it just seems to me that everybody I know and have talked to, and it's something I'm very passionate about, so I'm always sort of interviewing people out of curiosity about this. The people that I talk to who say things like, oh, I used to love to do art, and I say, well, what, do you still paint? No, I quit. And when I ask them and sort of delve into that, almost always they will reveal that there was somebody or some situation where, you know, they had a third grade teacher who said something unkind, or somebody laughed at their gift and made fun of what they had produced. And we're so connected emotionally with our artwork. It's so much a part of us that when somebody dumps on our artwork, we take it very personally. And that's,
yes.
Yeah, sometimes too personally. I mean, yeah. You know. That
I can remember that yeah. you, early years, were very reluctant to show your art.
I still am, in the sense that if it's not finished, I don't want people looking at it until mm-hmm. I'm sure it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
as you were growing up, you just always were a unique person and didn't fit any mold. and that was within your family, that was not always appreciated.
I appreciate the way you stood by me, Judy. You always thought it was okay. Thank God I had an ally.
Well, I had some of that in my own life. You know, I was tended to be a creative and artistic. Mine was more about beautifying spaces rather
yes.
than painting or anything. But I always tried to beautify spaces, and I liked to sew and design clothes and decorate and that sort of thing. And so I had a great appreciation. I can remember when you were, I don't think you were 4 years old, maybe probably 3 or 4, coming in down the hall one day, and I see something on the wall. And down along the baseboard, there's this about 5 or 6 feet of these little cartoon mice. About, you know, just a little border down there. And I said, I wonder who could have done this, and nobody admitted to it.
Yeah, I probably lied. Oh, Steve,
yeah. But I left it for a while because I thought it was so cute.
God bless you. See that? You know, it's that little bits of encouragement like that where somebody believes in you are sort of the lifeblood that gets us on through some of the other negative experiences.
Well, it was a lot of, there were a lot of lovely things that came from your hands.
I did at least learn to work on paper and canvas. Hey, you know, I charge $25 a square foot for murals now.
Hey, I should have peeled the paint off the wall and kept that. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, I know that in spite of all the resistance that you got from people that you cared about and that cared about you,
yeah,
you know, in spite of that, you stayed focused and true to your call. And I think that is just something that God helped you with,
yeah,
with it, even before you knew him.
Very much the grace of God. It was always a passion for me. In fact, I was so passionate about my artwork that one of the things I struggled with after I came to be a Christian was I was afraid I was being idolatrous, that
yes.
I loved it so much that, you know, I might love it more than I love God or something. I struggled with that for a long time, and the Lord had to deal with me very particularly about that, that it was of him.
And I think a lot of people have had those same sorts of passions that they had to yield to him.
Yes.
And we're not taught that a lot You know, we're not taught that whatever the gifting is, we have to let it be from Him instead of making an idol of it, because people can.
Yeah, you definitely can.
But there's no great lot of teaching on that in the church.
No, I think there are relatively few people who have broken through in these areas to any level of healing, you know, and that's what we're here to proclaim today. Like you said, there's help from heaven.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And it's so exciting to see the things that the Lord has worked in your life and through your life and the opportunities that you've had. And I looked at your new website. I'm so excited about your new website.
Oh, me too.
And so many of the lovely paintings that you have available, and then some that are placed in people's homes and offices and things. Some of them in my house. I'm not on your list, but then I probably
should have you on my list. You're one of my most faithful collectors. I think you own more of my artwork than
I think I do.
I do.
And I'm very, very, I'm always showing off your stuff that's at my house, the piece de resistance in my living room and other things around the house. And so I'm just very, very grateful to be able to show people the lovely things that the Lord has worked through you, the talent, the color, or the way that you present things. It's just wonderful. And so I'm a big fan.
I'm so grateful to have had you as my consistent fan and supporter. You know, something that I want to also point out is that, you know, I've stayed faithful to my calling through some really, really difficult things sometimes, but the Lord has always stayed with me and encouraged me, and I've had some wonderful opportunities and things that He has opened up.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Wonderful things.
I'm a living artist, and I have work in a museum.
Yeah. Hey, that is really something.
And I've had a lot of wonderful opportunities to travel and to meet wonderful people, and it's been a great, great blessing.
Yes.
And I just want to.
We're going to a commercial break now, and then we'll go on.
Okay.
This is Carol and Catherine Gordon. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Heart Menders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTLK on your dial.
This program is sponsored in part by Faith Fellowship Church, an interdenominational fellowship located in Oklahoma City at 900 North May Avenue. An exciting place to be for Sunday worship service at 10:30 a.m. and Sunday evening Bible study at 6. There is a prayer service at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. A children's service is available at the Sunday morning service. In addition to Heart Menders, Faith Fellowship is the home of Pastor Partners and Soul Winners Unlimited. Pastor Gail Jodd invites you to come and experience the move of God's Holy Spirit in the services at Faith Fellowship. Phone 405-947-7022 for more information. Join the family at Faith Fellowship as they shift into their new season of rebirth and going forward in the Lord's purpose and call. The Lord's presence is welcome at Faith Fellowship Church, and so are you and your family.
This is Carol Gordon of Heart Menders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We're concerned that marriages are struggling to survive. We are a resource to help you strengthen and refine your marriage. There is less training for marriage these days than to drive a car. Marriage can be a lifelong adventure. Yours can be better than you ever dreamed. If you learn to approach it with new eyes, you can enjoy many happy years. You can learn more about Heart Menders by clicking on www.heartmenders.org. That's heartmenders.org. We also have resources at our weekly meetings at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, Tuesday evenings at 7. Contact us by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-495-4255. 4673 for information or prayer. Welcome back to Heart Menders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Catherine Gordon, my daughter, and she lives in Kansas City, Missouri. She's an artist, and we are talking about art and how God wants to bring healing and understanding to people who are called to the visual arts that have been rejected by family, by church, by the world sometimes, are judged negatively just because they're unique. Catherine, I think you have shared with me recently about the vision that the Lord gave you. And would you like to share that with our audience, please?
I would love to. I think it's really important on the heart of God. This is something that for long periods of church history, people have been getting wounded and failing to experience and receive all God has for them in their artistic callings. And I think in the end-time restoration of the body of Christ, where God is restoring all things to the way he meant for them to be in glory in the church, that this is an important part of it. And it's been maybe a couple years ago now, and I was at church in the prayer room praying, and I saw this vision, and it didn't take long to see. You know, the Lord's a pretty good communicator, and he showed it to me relatively quickly. But I saw this dry, barren, parched, cracked ground, and it was clearly desolate. And I knew in my vision that that represented the souls of the people who are called in the arts. And I, of course, know that's not the way God created anything to be. And so, you know, it's sort of a disturbing thought to realize this is how people are living. This is what life is like for a lot of people. But then Jesus was there, and he was himself shining with glory and joy. And he began to walk around in this ever-widening circle. It kind of reminded me of the Yellow Brick Road, the beginning of the Yellow Brick Road in the Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. It was like that. He started in the middle, and he just started walking and walking around this. And as he walked, he was singing. And he was singing life back into this ground. I imagine it was a lot like the original creation. He was singing life, and every time he took a step, I could see that wherever his foot stepped, that new life was coming up under that, and there were little baby plants coming up. And it was very, very beautiful, and it gave me a lot of joy to watch this. And I saw that the plants that developed were beautiful flowering plants of all different kinds, and he hadn't been doing it for a few seconds before he was in this incredible garden. It was just beautiful, full of life and joy and butterflies and birds and all of this. And I knew that that's what he was saying he is doing in this season in the body of Christ, that he is restoring that dry, cracked ground and bringing life and fruit and beauty. And it was so interesting because there was such a diversity of the plants there, and I knew that each one of those symbolized a different particular kind of gift, like glasswork or photography or different kinds of sculpture or painting or drawing or what have you. And he was
marvelous.
So pleased.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and so it just thrilled me. And I shared it with our pastor, and he witnessed it, but, you know, I that's kind of about as far as I got with that vision until today, other than just praying over it and praying.
Well,
over.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. It's going out all over, certainly the central part of Oklahoma, and all over the world by internet. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Seeds are being planted. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, seed planting is a lot of what we do, as Jesus was doing in your vision. He was planting it by his presence. We plant by the word, in prayers and things. We plant seeds for healing. That is wonderful. And HeartMenders does that in taking back territory through our prayers, through forgiveness, through repentance. And one of our emphases at the moment is taking back territory the enemy has stolen from our families and learning to pray better for our children. Because we had to learn to pray for our children. You know, most of y'all were pretty near grown up, but we still had to start over and learn to pray. I have some messages called Children and Brothers that will open new views of family life and help people to pray more effectively. These two CD messages are available for $17 by mail. Call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. And we take Visa and MasterCard over the phone. You can also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us reach out to a hurting world. You may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. And we have a nice web store on our website, www.heartmenders.org. So we have a lot of resources available to help people. And you have a resource, Catherine, that is newly available. And I want you to tell us about your book
that you
wrote.
Yes, I'd love to. Well, you know, I started teaching art back in the early 90s, I think it was. And I wanted to save people the same trouble and hurt and frustration and things that I had been through, and I thought, well, I'll start with the little kids and teach people of all ages, and was real blessed in that. Had some wonderful experiences, and the Lord taught me a lot about teaching and a lot about how people learn and things. But one of the things I had a problem with was I couldn't find an art textbook that I would trust to share with people. There just was a blank. There wasn't one. There wasn't a good art textbook. There were some art history books and things like that, but there wasn't one that just sort of distilled the information of what you need to know, you know, like not only how to create the art, but things like how to write a resume, how to keep a portfolio, how to get shows, how to hang shows, all the practical stuff that seems to elude people and is, you know, everybody should not have to learn through trial and error. You know, we don't do that in any other area of life. We get people who know what they're doing, and they teach people how to do it. And so I wrote a textbook myself just sort of out of this, you know, there being a gap of there not being one. And over the years, I've revised it, I don't know, a number of times. It's been translated into French. And this year, I came out with a new edition where I've got several hundred new illustrations in it, most of which are color, and I think it's a very much improved book. And the really exciting part is now I have it where it's available, where you can download it off my website and pay for it with PayPal. It's only $19, and it's a wonderful resource for, I have kind of a three-pronged idea of who the book is written for. One is for young art students that need to know this stuff and are unlikely to get it in art school, quite frankly. Number two is older people who are returning to a love for the arts and don't really want to, you know, go back to four-year school or something like that. And also for anybody that's interested in just learning about how art was made or, how, you know, just they just love art and they'd like to learn more about it. So that's available. And I especially like to recommend it for parents of kids of any age, really, but especially young teenagers and teenagers. It's a wonderful encouragement tool, and it's called The Mechanics of Art. And also off my website, you can download and look at a free sample chapter and see if you like it. And as I said, it's only $19, which I think is very affordable, and I'm very thrilled to offer this. Since I don't teach anymore, and I get a lot of people who are asking me, you know, I've got this child who's gifted, and I'd love to get him in a good place, but I don't know where to take him. And I can say, you know, everything I would teach them is in this book, and it's great because when you teach somebody something in person, it usually takes two or three repetitions for them to really get a concept.
Mm-hmm.
And so the book is there. They have it as a reference. They can go back to it and back to it and
right.
back to it.
So. Right. That's wonderful. I was speaking with someone just last evening, a retired gentleman whose wife was encouraging him to take art back up again because he had done some painting in his youth and he'd given things as gifts, but he'd never really done anything with it. He said, well, I built a house, I did this, you know, he did a lot of creative things. But she was encouraging him, and this would be a really nice thing to encourage him with.
Yes, and I firmly believe that anybody who wants to can learn how to paint well. It's not something where God just squirt you with the blessing gun where you can or you can't. It's a learned skill.
Well, it's I know that it's given you a lot of joy.
Yes.
And our appreciation of seeing what you do has given us a lot of joy. So we are about to run out of time here, and I've just been so blessed to have you with me and that we could share these things with people and encourage them. And we want to thank all our audience for being with us this morning on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Carol Gordon, and I hope this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and your relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. Heart Menders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.hotmendos.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next week. A blessing on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.